Are you comfortable there?
Yes, I am, thank you.
You can always move the camera and you can sit there if you want.
Oh, no, no, I'm fine. You look lovely in orange.
Thank you. That's a very, very pleasant compliment since my teacher was green. Can't talk.
Our teacher wears orange.
Thank you.
Is this orange?
Mm-hmm. You can't see that.
If you have
orange, dark orange.
If you're a little bit of colorblind.
Pink orange.
How was your meditation tonight?
It was a little difficult at first because this is not an environment that I'm accustomed to.
Yes.
But towards the end, maybe in the last 5 minutes or so,
yeah,
it began to become very serene.
Yes.
And mm-hmm, deepened quite a bit.
Yeah.
And could have gone on for a while longer.
That's right. Yes. We just wanted you to have a taste. Taste of home. Mm-hmm. How was it for you, Harari?
Very good. Mm-hmm. I felt very comfortable and like secure or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Tonight we're going to talk about home. How was it for you?
It was very, very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. Good, that's what the doctor was ordered for you.
Yeah.
I'm sure that we all are familiar with the... Just wait a minute. I don't want to rush into things. Okay. Tonight I would like to ask those of you that would like to volunteer, what does it mean the kingdom of God is within you? If you don't volunteer, then I'm going to force you, because that has to be answered.
Will it be a written test afterwards?
No, oral.
Would you like me to go first?
Voluntarily?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's easier when you volunteer.
Having never been in the military. Well, then I can only tell you what it means to me. I really can't describe it for anybody else. But what it, to me it means is that when I'm very still and quiet, I'd like to say almost that I can feel God within me.
Mm-hmm.
And feel a very... a very beneficial, very bright, beautiful feeling coursing through me. And it's mm-hmm, not samadhi, it's mm-hmm, not the mindless mm-hmm, stuff, it's mm-hmm, just it's a very active feeling. And,
mm-hmm,
and you know, that's what I would associate with that.
Beautiful.
That's the kingdom of God.
Yes. Yes. Anybody else? Richard?
Let's say with that, there is a period of time that there's a quietness and a peace that is within, and yet there's still an existence or an awareness of the existence of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point in time, that awareness of time, space, and form, including the body, disappears.
That's kingdom of God within you. That's
when
what
it
you're
disappears.
Mm, is that what you're saying? Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I would say
have this peace and joy from within, and whatever comes because of that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Anybody else?
The kingdom, we discern basically three kind of components: the king, the territory, and subjects. So if the kingdom is within me, then all three things are in me. I am all three things.
Give him a lollipop for a prize. Anybody else? No, I'm kidding.
That's pretty profound.
I would rather have pancakes.
The kingdom of God is within me. That means the creation is within me. And who is the one that has the kingdom of God within? That's what we're going to find out tonight. As then it comes to you guys' answer. The kingdom of God is within me. It's not talking about the body. It's talking about what Mahmoud was saying. Is when you recognize who you are, the creation is within that. That's the kingdom of God. Right? So, like Hans was saying, all three is within. But don't make a mistake that is within this body, or that body, or this body. When you identify yourself with who you really are, then the creation is within you. Now, why is it important to know this? It's because all of us think that it's without us, it's outside, and we get lost in that imagination. But when we realize our grandeur, our bigness, our greatness, then we realize that what we feared outside of us, or what we lacked outside of us, is really not outside at all. In that position, not as a position of individuality. In that position. Do you follow me, Gerardo? Which brings us to our past 6 years here. We left the kingdom outside of the door. We walked here to see who has the kingdom within us. Who is the one that has the kingdom? And through all your experiences, I'm gladly to say that we all had a taste of it. So the kingdom of God is within me. We all make a mistake, that means God is within us. The kingdom of God, not God as a kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? It's the creation. By the way, I just got it in meditation. I was clueless when I came here. Now, so do we see how important it is for us to really realize who we are? Because by realizing thyself, we know the riddle of life, so to speak. But the beauty of it is that the riddle spontaneously becomes known to us by knowing oneself. Because knowing oneself is knowing the rest of it. So every time we meditate in the right meditation that was given here, I'm not saying there's a wrong meditation outside, I can only talk about this room. It has been a process. Nothing was done here in vain. There's always a preparation, there's always a putting the seeds in, there's always a seeing to it that it sprouts. And there is always wheat pulling out, which we do by realizing what is real and what is not. And so all of this initiate to our final place, which is home. It's not the kingdom of God, but it is home. And that would be what your experience is.
But you put it much more eloquently than I do.
It's not my
easier
fault.
To understand. it's
and so, it is so beautiful when we go home. Last week I was very happy to see Mihaela go home. Because we go to so many homes, none of which is really our home. And then when we arrive home, the kingdom of God is just one of the side effects, one of the bonus. One of the gifts. Any questions so far? Is it okay for you? You're following it to some extent?
Oh, very much so. Mm-hmm. No departure from what I've come to discover.
Very good.
Would you say that you have a slight distinction between home and the kingdom of God within?
So we just finished explaining that. What part of it do you not understand?
I'd like to, I don't know whether it was worthy experience.
I'm not following.
Well, we all explained what we thought was the kingdom and was the home.
You explained going home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what you explained. And the more you go home, the more you recognize who you are, and the more you recognize who you are, the more you realize that the world is not outside of you. As that grander, not as that individuality. Mm-hmm. That's where there is freedom. This is when the freedom happens. Any other question?
I missed one part, maybe. Mm-hmm. You said the world is not outside. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is outside if you look at yourself as individuality, because it's a projection of the mind. But if once you realize who you are, then what could be outside of that totality, omnipresent, omnipotent? If you take this out of the equation, this body, and realize, we're saying exactly what you were saying, if you realize yourself as that totality, then the kingdom cannot, the creation cannot be outside of that. It's within that.
So what comes together here is sort of an understanding at an intellectual as well as an emotional level.
Of what?
Of home.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. When we talk about home, is what happened when we taste ourself is home. But when we say the kingdom of God is within me, when Jesus declared the kingdom of God is within me, that is when he realized who he was, when he knew that him and his Father are one.